Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
So last night, a friend of mine told me the most insane story. You remember how my post box got stolen? Because they're stealing post boxes most now in my neighborhood.
Yes, Roz is a post box down.
So I just want you to imagine this. So a friend of mine tells me that she was supposed to go to a concert last weekend, but she couldn't because her tickets were, I want to say, cloned in a way.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to just use stolen so loosely, because this was actually quite a sophisticated way of stealing the tickets. So the tickets were on her desk at work, and she actually gifted these tickets to someone else, people that were huge fans of the musician whose concert she got the tickets to. And then when these people got to the concert, the tickets had already been scanned.
How?
So what happened was, and what she thinks happened was, that someone in her vicinity of her office, not now naming any names, but someone took a picture of the tickets or scanned them onto their phone and had their now tickets to the concert. So the tickets that she had gotten as a gift for these people were now not able to be used anymore.
The new iPhone automatically PDF scanning, text, copying.
Exactly.
That time your QR code is gone. Now someone's taken a photo on your desk and then gone to the gig early and then scanned themselves in.
The wickier.
No ways.
So what we want to know from you today is, what is the pettiest thing someone's ever stolen from you?
Well, look, I mean, I've had a couple of things stolen, but I think something that's petty is if you drive a VW and you've got mags, and then that little center thing of your VW mags, that's what always gets stolen from the cars.
Your little mag cover thing.
Yeah, the one in the middle.
I know the one you mean.
The one that you like kind of pop in like that. Yeah, it's very, very old school to steal stuff like that. People used to steal hubcaps back in the
days. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I just told the story about the neighborhood post box, but we all know what happened to me last year in October when they broke into my house. I guess the pettiest thing that they took was one of each shoe of my sneaker collection.
Oh, yes, Roz has got half a sneaker collection.
Do you know what? I still don't know what to do with these one shoes. And now, since I lost my trail running shoe at the triathlon, I have another single shoe.
Okay, Roz has got a single shoe collection. What is the pettiest, most annoying little thing that someone has taken of yours?
We've got Pietru on the line, and she's going to tell us a story that I think nobody's going to believe. Welcome by The Drive with Rob and Roz. Pietru, how are you doing?
Hi, goed en julle.
Goed, dankie.
Wat het gebeur, Pietru?
Wel, so 3 weke terug het hulle by ons lapa ingebreek en hulle het die sout en peper potjies en die ice bucket gesteel.
Ja.
En die ice bucket het op die kroeg toonbank gestaan, die generator onder die toonbank, op die vloer langs die toonbank. So hulle moes basies oor die generator buk om die ice bucket te vat en die sout en peper. En dit is wat hulle gepak het.
En die generator is gelos?
En die generator is gelos, hulle het hom nie gevat nie.
So they took spices.
Salt, pepper en ja. Ice bucket.
Ek vermoed hulle was besig om kos te maak en net uit spices uitgehardloop.
Do you know what, Pietru? I think there's a connection. We got a message in from Alan, who said, the pettiest thing I had stolen from me was while at church on a Sunday, I returned home to find my house burgled and the Sunday lunch roast was gone from the oven.
Well, so maybe same people. There wasn't enough salt and pepper on the Sunday lunch.
Precies. Hulle het 'n partytjie gereël. They didn't have the roast. They didn't have the salt and pepper. So they attacked you and Alan. They were like, yay, what can we do here?
Ek dink ook so, ja. Dit was vir ons ook nogal baie vreemd geweest om die minste te sê.
Ja, maar mens lag hieroor, nee, maar dit is eintlik soos heavy invasive as iemand enig iets van jou afvat.
Oh, completely. 100%.
Dit is, want dit is soos die lapa se deur is by my kamer se skuifdeur.
Ja.
So, weet hulle was daar terwyl ek geslaap het, daar 3 tree van my af.
Ja,
so,
it is scary.
Well,
we're glad you're okay, and I can't believe they climbed over your generator to take some salt and some pepper. But there we go.
I can't believe it either, but yeah, they did.
Thanks for the call, Pietru. Ons waardeer vir jou.
Pleasure.
Cheers.
Bye.
There are so many good ones this afternoon. Natalie's on the line.
The thing that was stolen from me, or is very common, petty for me, was at work. They stole my teaspoon more than once. I actually bought a packet of 20 at a stage, which disappeared. I then bought another pack. I think it was a pack of 10. At the end, I got so fed up. I had to engrave on my teaspoon, "I stole this from Natalie." So when they use it, they would literally know that I stole this from Natalie. And after that, you wouldn't believe it, the teaspoons didn't get stolen.
You're a genius. We live amongst geniuses. Yes. Natalie is living in the year 3023.
Exactly. Natalie's like, if you are going to do petty crime, I'm going to be petty, full stop. I don't want anyone taking this spoon. If you're not Natalie and you have the spoon, it's theft.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.